still up in the air. You could win this. Any one of these teams could win it, couldn't they?
Yes, they could. Yeah, very, very competitive sub-district. You know, just to speak on the season, at the beginning of the year, you know, we didn't really know what to expect. And I think every coach was in the same boat. You know, we battled our COVID issues just like everybody did. But very proud of our program and our district. You know, Hastings High of just, you know, staying status quo, competing, not making excuses with the COVID stuff. And when I feel like we're playing our best basketball here. Starting sub-districts on Monday.
Boy, you've played a dynamite schedule down the stretch, Coach, with the Adams Centrals, the Waverleys, and just recently with the Elkhorn. Boy, those three teams back-to-back-to-back, and I know you've got a one with the Elkhorn North here on a Friday night still, but, boy, some tough teams down the stretch, huh?
Yeah, you know, we kind of designed that schedule that way. You know, at the beginning of the year, I just felt like if we can go compete with those teams and just become battle-tested, I mean, those teams, you know, top of the state in their classes and really complete teams, you know, I really felt like it was going to give us a good chance to go compete for a sub-district championship and then ultimately, you know, sneak into a sub-state game where we could maybe make some noise.
And even going back before that, to that weekend of or that week with Aurora and McCook and they had Beatrice and even Grand Island Northwest, the top seed in the sub-district, you played those teams all really, really, really close and definitely had your chances in each one of those games, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. We did. You know, just a couple possessions, you know, two or three possessions here or there were the swing of it. You know, they score 4 points. We don't get any. You know, it was kind of the difference in those games. You know, I felt like that middle stretch after the Columbus game, you know, we were playing some really good basketball. And then we, you know, battled our COVID issues there for a couple weeks and went into some really battle-tested games. But very proud of our group, very proud of our program, you know, for staying level-headed. Continuing to compete, and you're going to see that next week. You know, we're going to be a very battle-tested team that continues to play the game the right way, and hopefully we get rewarded.
Any changes in your personnel since we last saw you, Coach, just after Christmas? Personnel, got a lot of the same names, or some other kids kind of stepped up and got more minutes for you?
Yeah, you know, a couple kids. Braden Power, a freshman for us, has done some really good things here recently. Kind of worked himself into the rotation. You know, I think, you know, a lot of the same names as far as our starting lineup and in our rotation, but I've been really impressed about how, you know, just individually our skills have gotten so much better. You know, we're putting the ball in the hole, seems like, a lot more. You know, we're executing our stuff a lot more. So, you know, couple new names, but, you know, very, very proud of this senior class as far as how we together, and it's going to give us a chance.
Obviously, you remember the McCook matchup the first time around, 48-40. Watched some film, I'm sure, on McCook since then. What's got to be done to win this game against the Bison and advance on to a Tuesday sub-district title game?
Yeah, you know, the first thing I look at is just, you know, the way that they shoot the three-point shot. And that obviously, you know, makes you a little bit nervous sometimes because two or three, you know, capable shooters that can, you know, get hot very quick. You know, I think of that first game, the ARP kid, you know, kind of got hot in that second half and got him back into that game a little bit. So we definitely have to know where their shooters are, especially in a sub-district game. You know, when shots, you know, shots go in, shots don't go in is pretty much the difference in the game. So we definitely have to find their shooters, you know where they are. And then, you know, Coach Imus just does such a great job. He's going to get his kids ready to play. They're going to have a good game plan for us. So those two things, you know, definitely not going to be a easy matchup, and looking forward to going ahead of with Coach Imus again.